So what that is in the world that we live, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's not a corruption, but it's a combining in which when we say, well, this Rav will charge $2,000 to come for a Shabbos, and this one, oh, we can get him for only $1,000. It's sort of what they're doing is they're putting that same thing as a lawyer will say, my time is worth this, and a doctor will charge you this, and a certain counsel will charge you that. So that's crept into. But that doesn't really put a value in the Torah that they're teaching, the ruchnis and the spirituality that they're giving. You can't put a monetary value. How do we evaluate, how do we measure the value of ruchnis? Says Rav Olda, b'man misbatei ha'erach shel dover shebekdusha. So then with what do we express the value of ruchnis, of holiness, of kedusha? Bekavod shereich shemo. The amount of kavod.
Shabbos, that's what he's saying.
The amount of honor, as we got quoted a little bit, the amount of honor that you give it. The amount of honor that you treat something tells you how much value that it has. When you stand up for a Talmud Chacham, what are you standing up for? What are you showing? You're treating it with a certain kavod, with a certain. Literally, what does the word kavod mean? Kaved means.
Heavy.
Heavy. Certain heaviness. I mean, the opposite of treating it lightly. I treat something lightly when I don't value it, and the more that I honor it, the more I treat it with significance. I could treat myself with significance, I could treat others with significance, but the amount of kavod that you give it will determine exactly how much you value it. How much you... You know, I had a Rebbe who... I used to see this. He once pointed it out himself. There's a Rebbe of mine. So in Yisrael, in Yeshiva... So the door to the Beis Medrash was in the back of the Beis Medrash, and along the back wall where the door was were all the Svarim, and then you have all the tables in the front leading up to the Aron Kodesh. So all the Rebbeim used to sit during Seder in the back. I assume it's, I don't know if they could keep an eye on the boys or that they should be close to the Svarim. I don't know why it was, but a good number of them sat in that back row. So as you walked in, you'd walk past them. So Tzvi Berkowitz, was my Rebbe, used to sit like in the second table from the door, right in the front. And one row over was another Rebbe of mine, but 20 years as his junior. And the younger Rebbe used to tell me, I used to see him do it, and he would sometimes be sitting learning, and when Ritzi would walk in, he always would sit up straight. Not one of the boys. It sort of had that, like, oh, he's sitting right next to me, I'm not going to slouch when he's sitting next to me. And it was a palpable sense that somebody just walked in, and there was a certain amount of, just had an impact. I can't act in the same way in his presence as I do not in his presence. There's a certain way that I treat myself, where I have to honor him in the way that he's there, by sitting up straight. So kavod is the measure, the rod that we use, how we treat something. So he's going to quote. He quotes what he quoted, what he spoke about earlier. So I want to actually let's learn some of what he said earlier. This is a piece that he's going to quote as part of his preparation for Shuas. He spent more time doing it elsewhere. So let's do this a little bit inside, and we'll get back to how he ties it into Shuas. Olamenu, so he starts with a similar idea that we had just been saying. Olamenu hu olam ha'arachim, our world is the world of values, and every dover, every issue is expressed through its value that you will pay. God's giving the fourth line. Gam lo odom bitur odom yesh erich, a person also has a certain value. Ach b'mom izbatei erko, how does it express itself, the value of a person? Hori v'kesefi efshar l'sha'ar es erko, you can't evaluate a person based on his money. Hayim yeshnu ofen acher laharicho, is there another way, another manner? Okay, sure. Hakavod shiroich shenlo mivata ne'emona es erecha adam. The trustworthy expression. Look at that person and see how others treat him. See the level of kavod that others give him when they're in his presence. That will be an expression of his value. Kavod omnom einu matbeya oiver l'secher. It's not a coin that you can buy, trade, or sell. Umilvadi elu hanhagos nimosios emo geder kavua. Outside of these behaviors, it doesn't have a certain. It doesn't have a get like a coin has a certain value. Kavod ubeikar emtzoi bitoy ruchni onashi. It's the medium through which we can understand his insights, his pnimius, his erech of his ruchnius is expressed in the kavod that is afforded him. continues with all that. Kol Adam Zakuk Laha'aracha. Every person requires this value. Every human being needs to feel valued, needs to feel on some level that Ha'aracha. V'chayiv Tluyim Ba, and his life is dependent on it. Listen to what he says here. Hasaba Mislabodka. The Saba from Slabodka, going Rav Nosson Svi Finkel. He used to say, "Ki ha'adam einu yochol luchios b'li kavod." If you were to be able to take away from a person every ounce of kavod that he from him, v'lu yitzuyer sheyikhu mimenu es kol kavod l'yomos, just would die. Just would die from the fact that he is so devalued. He has no one values him for anything. He is literally a nothing. Just to say, a person would just die from that sense of not having any kavod. MS. Says Rav Olbe, it's true. A bal ma'ala makir es erech atzmo ve'enu tolui b'das achem. A true person who grows recognizes his own value. I don't need you to give me kavod for me to sense my value. As I grow in my own self-awareness, in my own understanding, my own self-esteem, my own value of who I am and what I contribute to the world around me, I don't need you to provide kavod for me to get that sense. I can get it from myself, but a person has to get it from somewhere. Ideally, he should get it from himself. But we all know, and from our own experiences, the experience that we get when somebody gives us real kavod, not flattery, they really express to us how valuable we are, the assets that we bring, the value that we bring. There is nothing like that. There is nothing like a bona fide compliment given, whether it's from a spouse, whether or not it's from a parent, whether or not it's from a friend. When a person is able to express our value, nothing like it in the world. But a bal maila, a person as he grows in his own mailas, he doesn't need it from others, he gets it from himself. And as he gets better at that, of understanding his own value, boneh pachadav, then it flips on its head, b'makom lehiz dakeg leha arochas acherim, as opposed to him requiring kavod from others, uhu mechabed acherim. He's actually able to then bestow kavod on others, v'zehu ha'os shehu atzmo mechubad, and that's the sign that he is so honored himself. What's the sign that he has a value himself? He is so full of his own, he's so full of the kavod that's deserving of him from within himself, that he's able to really look out and give it to others. The less we are full of our own understanding of our value, the more we demand it from others to give it to us, because we have to have it. So the less that I'm able to generate it from within myself, that I understand who I am, I understand my value and who I am and what I have to offer, the more that I demand it from others, the more that I know from within myself I have value, I have what I offer, then the more that I'm able to look outside of me and see it in others. As the Mishnah says, Ezehu Mechubad, who is the one who is truly honored? HaMechabed Es Habrios. He who is able to give kavod to others. It's impossible not to be engaged in this. To be without kavod at all, not to be giving, not to be taking, is impossible. The person can't live without it.
A question.
Yeah.
Right? So that would be a case where a person, they're not able to internalize the kavod that they just need more and more of it, and are not able to utilize it, to flip it over, to then give back.
Someone who's that mission, it means someone, a person who's constantly running after kavod,
right,
is motzin esa olam and ali. You're not in this world because you're always just doing things in order that others should see you and give you that kavod, which is a false kavod.
Right, right.
And therefore,
it's
yeah.
like taking this to an extreme, you know?
Yeah.
In a sense.
Okay.
I don't exactly understand what he's saying, because he doesn't seem to be saying that it's necessarily a bad thing, if that's just how it is. He's just saying that that's the way it is. Either you must have kavod. So either you get it from yourself or you get it from someone else. But it's not really, he's not really saying anything negative about getting it from other people.
No, not yet. That's correct.
Okay. So, and it's definitely contrary to...
So in other words, they're not saying running after kavod. He's saying, in other words, well, that mission is saying is you can't be a person who's running after that kavod.
Yeah, but if that's where you're holding, so that's where you're holding. So according to what Rav was saying, then what choice do you have?
as opposed to getting it from yourself. And you can't,
you can't skip steps in anything.
No, that's correct. So, 100%.
If you're not holding where you can produce it internally and not worry about anybody else, so then you're going to have to run after it from somebody else.
I think there's some steps between
I agree.
Even between needing it from someone else and specifically directing all of your activities in which you're basically looking and saying, where, you know, who am I going to get it from? How can I get it? Where you're not living a real life. You're not being true to yourself because all that you're doing is making sure that someone else is giving you that cover.
Yeah, but that's giving an extreme example.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. You're not wrong, but let's let the concept develop a little bit.
Okay.
Let's just skip down to the first vada.
I don't remember the Mishnah. I don't remember.
Says the Gemara in Kiddushin by the Vad Rishon on the other page. Tanur Rabbanan ha'oichel bashuk. Ha'oichel bashuk harei ze doima lekelev. Someone says a person who eats in public, eats in the marketplace while he's walking through the marketplace, says the Gemara, he is comparable to a dog. You want to see where I went?
No.
I flipped to the second page on
the
top.
6, 7, 8 lines down.
The Vad Rishon, the little header there. Yeah, right there.
Got it.
Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes there. Not the original page. The second page I just handed out. Sorry, I should have labeled it more clearly. My apologies. The first line there after the Vad Rishon.
Just point the exact
place.
Let's
see where you
are.
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Ha'oichel bashuk. Someone who eats in the market, harei ze doima lekelev. He is comparable to a dog. V'yesh oimrim pasul le'edus. And there are those who say that he is pasul le'edus.
Oh, no wonder. So I found it here. No wonder it's confused. Okay.
Omer Ravini Baravin, halacha ki yesh omrim. Says the Gemara, the halacha is like the yesh omrim. The halacha is that somebody who eats publicly while walking through a marketplace is possibly edus. We do not allow him to give edus. He's invalid to testify in court. We have a court case. We need witnesses. I wrote up a document. I gave a loan to somebody. I have two witnesses who signed it. The two witnesses come in and someone says, wait a minute, that guy, he was eating his french fries while he was walking to shul through the streets. To say, get him out. He's not allowed to testify. We don't accept his testimony. Why don't we accept his testimony? We're afraid, says Rashi. Possibly Edus, the Kevan She'enu Min HaYishuv. He's not from, literally from the population. He's not from a settlement, so to speak. Ein Makbid Al Atzmo. Somebody who eats, he's clearly not particular on himself. Ve'ein Lo Boishes Panim. He has no level of embarrassment that he would walk around eating publicly in the street like that. Oh, sorry, that was Rashi from the first previous Gemara. Sorry, v'cheina oichel bashuk. That was somebody who's not in a yishuv. Sorry, v'cheina oichel bashuk. Why is somebody who eats publicly? Why is he invalid to give testimony? Ho'il ve'ein machbid al kvodo. He is not machbid. He does not demand his own kavod. Ve'ein oboish lezalzil ba'atzmo v'lifsol. He's not embarrassed to humiliate himself while walking through the streets like that, therefore he is puzzle from giving testimony. We do invalidate him from giving testimony. Says Rav Olga, Yitochein she'onu miskashim. We, people, humans today, that's what Chazal said. A lot of difficulty understanding this, says Rav Olga. I would understand, he says, that you would have trouble grasping why somebody who walks through the streets publicly eating was not allowed to give edus, not allowed to testify. Such a level of embarrassment that we're saying that he lacks. He's walking through the streets. I'm suspicious he's going to lie in court. I can't trust his testimony because he walked while he was eating in a marketplace. He's eating kosher food. He made a bracha before. He made a bracha after. Maharasha, what bad thing did he do that we won't let him to testify? Achein says Revolda, ain't kan ra mamish. You don't have literally, there's nothing evil here. Rak chisorun shaladinus anefesh. You have a lack of a sensitivity or sophistication of his soul. There's a lack of the sophistication that a person would walk around. Would you imagine the Queen of England walking through the streets eating her French fries?
You know, I was just going to comment that when I first moved to Europe, one of the first things I noticed was that proper Parisians do not walk around with food in their hands eating.
Right? It's just not proper.
They just don't.
Emor me'atos. So says what we see from here is ki ha'akpodo al kvod atzmo. Person who is makvid on his own kavod yotzeres tefusei chayim hamishoytesim al adinus hanefesh. It requires an approach to life of adinus hanefesh, a sensitivity. Adin is a beautiful word. There's a sensitive sophistication of the soul. Zehu yisod lechol inyone kavod, and this is the foundation of all aspects of kavod. But we will now define with clarity what it is that we're talking about in this topic of kavod. Kavod hu hanahaga chitzonis is a external behavior pattern, hamuchuyeves, which is demanded, mehametzius shel kedusha pnimis umat imala, from the inner holiness that I have. It demands an external behavior that fits my inner level of Kedusha. The Kedusha that's within me, the holiness that I have within me, will demand a certain level of external behavior. Hariyesh bekir b'chot tzelem elokim kadosh. Within each of us, we have been endowed with a tzelem elokim, created in the image of Hashem. We have a neshama, tahora, pure inside of us. And that demands a certain behavior pattern that befits walking around with a piece of Elohim, a piece of God in us, demands a certain level of behavior, a certain level, a way of acting, a way of speaking, a way of talking, a way of eating. That sensitivity, that sophistication. Continues of Elohim. Also, in Yinu Masha Omer of Chir Bar Abba. Kol Talmud Chacham shenimsa rovo val bigdo chayiv misa. Talmud Chacham has a stain on his clothing is chayiv misa. Talmud Chacham walks around with dirty clothing is chayiv misa. What does it mean? Chazal say Talmud Chacham walks around and his clothing is dirty is punishable by death. The Yosem is a kol hanhagas Talmud Chacham sherambam mivoyer. All of the laws of the Talmud Chacham that the Rambam includes kula mivusesus aladinus nefesh v'kula chiyuv gomor l'talmud. He's required. Person is required to behave in a certain behavior, certain way of acting when it comes to himself, because he understands that inside of him he's endowed with an neshama tahora, a chelek eloika mimal, a piece of godliness, and that requires a certain behavior.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Baruch Hashem, I'm not yet a Talmud Chacham, so I'm not obligated by those laws. But there's a certain behavior that a person has to have. A person walks in a certain way. A person talks in a certain way. A person, when he eats, I remember in yeshiva hearing from another KBY, one of the Rosh Yeshiva used to describe Rav Kook. That when Rav Kook used to eat, he used to use banana with a spoon. Banana in kapit. Ochel banana in kapit. He would not take a banana and eat it the way a monkey would eat it, which he would peel it and bite into it and then take another bite out of it and another bite out of it. That's not a way a human being eats a banana. That's the way a monkey eats a banana. A human being eats a banana, cuts off a piece with his spoon and eats it a piece at a time. I heard that from him 100 times. That's the way to eat. You put your face into your soup, or do you bring your soup up to your face? How do you sense? How do you eat? There's a way of color. The person has a neshama tahara, and it's mechayev, a certain behavior, a certain way that a person acts, a certain way that a person talks, a way that a person eats. Everything has a certain level of behavior as a result of that. What does this have to do with Shavuos? What does this have to do with Shavuos? So if you flip back to the initial page that I gave you, so the beginning, you know, flipping all over the place. I'm sorry. If I would have been more prepared, I would have had all stapled and labeled. It would have been clear. Beginning of the second paragraph. Me'atanis amekno chazal oimrim. Chazal tell us. Ki ha'oisek batoiro hareza mis'ale. Says in the paragraph, as a person who learns Torah, he is elevated. Comes elevated. So Volbe explains, what does that mean that he becomes elevated? What it means is a certain appreciation of who he is and what he is. He becomes elevated. he's not the same person. A person who sits and he learns Torah, a person who appreciates what it is that means, what it means that he has his neshama in him, that he's engaged in an activity like that, and it changes his behavior, changes how he acts, how he behaves, how he speaks. And until a person, that's true limud haTorah, is when he gets to that stage where it has that impact on who he is. And he writes, that's the period that we're in right now, Sfira Sa'omer, the very bottom of the page. Omru Shemasar Elef Zugim Talmidim Hayol Rabbi Akiva. 12,000 pairs of students that Rabbi Akiva had. V'kulan Mesu B'perek Echad. And they all died during a certain period. V'bnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zelazah. Because they did not behave with kavod from one to another. They did not treat each other with that respect. Olam Shomeim, and the world was therefore desolate from the Liman HaTorah of all the students who died. So Rabbi Akiva, Chabor Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Seder, Shibadarom, he came to the, down to the south, and he taught them. In the very last line, Tana, Kula Mesum Pesach Ve'Adatesh. And when did they die? Between Pesach and Atzeres, between Pesach and Shavuos. Says Rav Olda, without reading the whole thing inside, as we're running out of time, this is the time which we prepare for Kabbalah Satara. The students who do not know how to behave with the appropriate amount of kavod lack that understanding of the value of what it is that the Torah is supposed to have. The homework assignment, which I'll throw aside for continuing the Ha'aras, which I see we're making some headway. I'm excited about that. The value, the next, the additional homework is appreciating what that means, that we give kavod, the way that we treat things with certain amounts of kavod, are indications of how we value them. Paying attention to, as you go through your weekly city, when the Sefer Torah passes before you and you walk behind it, or you stand up when the Sefer Torah is lifted, the Aron Kodesh is open and you stand up. Those are the obvious examples of the expressions that we are trained to give kavod. How do we train ourselves that the Torah is something of value? Well, because from the times that we are little children and the Aron is opened up, everybody stands. And what it does, it ingrains within us. We act differently because we're in a shul. You don't run in a shul. You don't talk certain things in a shul. We're trying to educate ourselves that certain places have more kedusha than others, and that you can't act the same way in other ways. You don't do this in a shul because there's more of a kavod here. And a preparation for Kabbalah Satorah is understanding, A, the value of what it is that we're about to receive. If you really want to receive something and appreciate it, it's about training ourselves to understand the value of what it is that we're about to receive. That level, the cover that needs to be given to the Torah, to Dvar Ruchnim, Dvar Mishpikdusha, those things, how we treat them, and coming to appreciate that. The Talmidim died between this period because they were not able to give kavod one to another. They didn't see the value in their chaver. And specifically in this period is where he points out that they all died. Now, let me summarize, because there are so many different aspects of this, and we touched on a lot of different aspects. There's the kavod that we have for ourselves in the way that we behave, the value that we have for ourselves. There's the kavod that we have for others outside of us in the way that we treat them. The way the Talmidim needed to be treating their chaverim, the way that we need to treat our chaverim, the way that we treat our other colleagues. There's a kavod that we have for things out there in the world. And that all trains us to put on those glasses of the way that we value something is in the kavod that we give it. The hachana, the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, for Shavuos, is getting in touch with that and understanding the value of what it is that we're about to receive and how that has an impact on us and the kavod that we need to have for ourselves and for others who are the holders of that Torah. But the starting point is just, for this week, will be not only understanding, but getting in touch with the things that, notice how you give more kavod. How do you treat your boss versus your colleagues versus your subordinates? How do you treat them? How do you value, you see how you value them based on the way that you treat them. How do we treat our spouses, our children, our friends, our roommates? How do we treat the person at the cashier as we're checking out a Kroger? Do we give them the kavod? Do we not? Just being aware and in touch with how we treat the things around us and how we give that kavod. Pay attention to those things. Let's keep note of those, as opposed to stam ha'aretz, stam things that we see learning from other people. Getting in touch with that sense of the value that we give to things based on the heaviness and seriousness with which we treat it. Okay, we just started. This is hopefully still confusing, I imagine. And we'll clarify that last week. It'll be our last one, and then we'll be ready for the Shavuos.